Video: Sherry Papini gets 18 months in prison for faking own kidnapping. By Amy Furr on September 22, 2022. Sherry Papini, the woman who pleaded guilty to faking her own kidnapping, was sentenced Monday in California to 18 months in prison, and her attorney deemed it fair. According to NBC News, prosecutors had recommended she be given an 8-month sentence because a lesser sentence, such as the 1 month of imprisonment recommended by probation or home detention in lieu of incarceration, is not sufficient to achieve the purposes of sentencing, they wrote in a sentencing memorandum. It was also recommended she serve 3 years of supervised release following the prison term, and U.S. District Judge William Shub agreed to the recommendation. Papini was given prison time, 36 months supervised release, and ordered to pay $309,902 in restitution for losses incurred by several agencies connected to the case. Her attorney, William Pardinova, described the sentence as being fair. She was arrested in March after faking her own abduction in 2016 to be with her ex-boyfriend. The lengthy investigation cost approximately $150,000, according to Breitbart News. At the time, Papini was charged with making false statements to a federal law enforcement officer and engaging in mail fraud. The woman was reported missing in November 2016 and reappeared 3 weeks later, on Thanksgiving, about 145 miles south of where she had vanished, with injuries that authorities now believe were self-inflicted in a brand on her shoulder, which she blamed on her abductors, the NBC report said. Papini claimed a pair of Hispanic women abducted her. However, authorities found a man's DNA on her clothes, which eventually led them to her ex-boyfriend. The former boyfriend told investigators that Papini had asked him to hit her. He wouldn't, but he agreed to hold a hockey stick for her to run into and to pelt her with hockey pucks. He also branded her when she asked him to, the outlet continued. Video from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office showed officers confronting Papini about her claims. During her sentencing, Papini said, "I am guilty of lying. I am guilty of dishonor, and I stand before you willing to accept, to repent, and to concede."